Welcome to this Christian Patriot News Update. Let's get started in the upper left-hand corner. Q drop 3505, originally posted July 25th of 2019. So it's a four-year delta. Q says it's all coming out soon. Beneath that, Q drop 1711, originally posted July 26th of 2018. So it's a five-year delta. When POTUS, that's the President of the United States, our favorite president, Donald J. Trump, states the swamp is being drained, do you believe it? When POTUS states it's happening, do you believe it? Remember, it's happening behind the scenes. The Q plan is a worldwide military intelligence sting operation, the likes of which have never been attempted before, but 80% of it is covert. It's dark ops. It's happening behind the scenes. Only 20% is public for justice. Do you believe POTUS would allow Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein in the kill box, we get RR, double meanings exist, I'll explain that in a moment, to run his DOJ if something wasn't being done to his liking? Now, when we see that RR in the kill box, remember Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. R is the 18th letter. That RR in the kill box can represent 1818 from the Department of Defense Law of War Manual. Chapter 18 is the implementation and enforcement of the law of war. Section 18 deals with reprisals. Synonyms of reprisals include retaliation, retribution, vengeance, counterblows. Think moves and countermoves. You have a front row seat. Enjoy the show, signed Q. In the lower right-hand corner, Q drop 3516, originally posted July 27th of 2019. So it's another four-year delta. The truth has been in front of you the entire time. On the left of your screen, Q drop 1746 is a five-year delta. Q says, nothing is happening, not fast enough. Do you not understand? Do you not comprehend what we are currently dealing with? People are dying. We are under threat of kill every second of the day. Those you trust the most are the most evil. This is not a game. Humanity is at stake. To the right, drop 4618. It's a three-year delta. Q says, do not mistake silence for inaction. The things that are happening behind the scenes. They're not making the cover of newspapers. They're not being featured on Fox News. It's a covert military intelligence sting operation. And everything that happened behind the scenes will soon be revealed. It's all coming soon to a theater near you. Think about something. The movie Sound of Freedom. It's the number one movie at the box office in America, ahead of blockbuster sequels like the latest installments of Indiana Jones and Mission Impossible. There's a massive population awakening happening right now. People are waking up to the horrors of child sex trafficking, organ harvesting, the harvesting of adrenochrome, and satanic ritual abuse and sacrifice. That's huge. But Christian, nothing's happening. We're all going to die. Consider the arrests of Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell. Nothing's happening. If that's your attitude, you're a pessimistic, black-pilling troll, and you may as well switch sides. That way, you can demoralize our enemies instead of bringing down God-fearing, red-blooded American patriots. On the left of your screen drops, 1752 and 1760 are both five-year deltas. Drop 1760 says, start the clock. It's going to be a week to remember. 1752, just two words. Buckle up. To the right, drop 3568 gives us a 24-hour warning. Originally posted July 31st of 2019. So does that apply to July 31st through August 1st of 2023? Time will tell. Be vigilant. See something, say something. Know your surroundings at all times. Expert investors warn, this time is different. What's ahead is the worst recession in history. Don't just sit there, do something. Take control of your retirement with a self-directed IRA and physical gold and silver. Not paper, physical gold and silver. Top investors predict gold and silver will hit all-time highs. Call the proud Americans of the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Get their 2023 Recession Protection No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844 402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
I guarantee that they don't have a clue what I think like. I might come across like a rebel, I see life out of the box, don't put me in it, I might start a revolution, break out of it, rewrite the history that you made and take it to new heights. Every loss is a lesson, that's why I never lose fights. And I learn from my mistakes and I use them, it's my right to tell you how I feel, whether you gon' listen or not. You don't agree with it, then you can listen and watch. You ain't at peace with it, how do you envision the plot? I'm taking everything I love.
On the left of your screen, QDrop 4620, originally posted in 2020, is a 3-year delta. Q says, "Welcome to the revolution." Drops 1787 and 1751 are both 5-year deltas, purposely put out of order, and you'll see why in just a moment. In 1787, an anon says, "Estimated number of patriots reached?" Q says, "Worldwide, eyes on 300 to 350 million. Those tracking, people like me, paying closer attention, 52 to 58 million. Now let's estimate where we are today, 5 years later. Worldwide, in less than a year of Q posting, there are over 300 million eyes on. It's my opinion that the growth rate has skyrocketed exponentially. But let's just multiply Q's number by 5 for 5 years and say conservatively there are 1.5 billion. That's billion with a B, who are eyes on Q. I wouldn't be surprised if the actual number was 2 to 3 billion worldwide. Q has actually mentioned in drops being translated in Chinese. Get this, my little show, Christian Patriot News, is translated in several languages, including Japanese, according to international viewers worldwide. What an honor. God is good. And now you'll see why I switched the order of these drops. Everyone on this board isn't our friend, isn't a fellow patriot. Every CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, CIA Mossad tactic of infiltration and internal disruption is being deployed on this board, Central Hub. The world is here. Recognize. Folks, this movement is bigger than anyone can possibly imagine. And peeking ahead of the first week of August, we get this August 1st, 2019 post. So it's a 4-year delta. The public understanding of events is just around the corner. Think mass population awakening. What phase are we in? We are in the Great Awakening. You're awake. Share this video with others and help get others awake as well. That's the Q plan. Let's contrast that with the Satanic New World Order Deep State Criminal Cabal plan, QDrop 1807, They're attempting the biggest cover-up in U.S. history. Upper right, Q drop 1812. Q says, the time is now. And below that, drop 1814. We are right on schedule.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Take a closer look at Q drop 1746. It's a 5-year delta originally posted July 28th of 2018. Q says, no matter what happens, the media will not push the truth. The mainstream media is implicated in the highest level treason event in U.S. modern day history. Some people say, I can't read Q drops because they're really hard to understand. There's a lot of Q drops just like this where Q just says it real plain and simple. Refer back to previous drops. Witnessing highest level treason event to unfold in the U.S. and worldwide modern day history. Have you ever witnessed so many Congress Senate seats vacate in a short period of time? Remember, a lot of people are saying nothing is happening. Have you ever witnessed so many CEO board of directors vacate event in a short amount of time? Have you ever witnessed the DOJ, FBI, what is known publicly, there's a lot more happening behind the scenes, fired, released, vacate events in such a short period of time? Have you ever witnessed the vacating party, all positions, challenge, fight, push for the removal of the entering, duly elected POTUS? Have you ever witnessed a former U.S. president travel the world ahead of or behind the current attempting to undo, threaten, hide, cover up previous, current, illegal, corrupt, evil events? And that's a reference to Barack Hussein Obama trying to cover his tracks following Trump around the world. Have you ever witnessed 40 to 50,000 sealed indictments? Folks, that was 5 years ago. Currently, there are more than 420,000 sealed indictments. Have you ever witnessed so many pedo, child exploitation people go down? Remember, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell, just to name a few.
Bear a millstone be hung around your neck, and you be cast into the sea, and that you should ever hurt one of these little ones. What does that mean? You're under arrest for crimes against children.
And I'm driving down the dusty road in a dirty Cadillac. I light another cigarette, dressed head to toe in black. And when you see me screaming down the road, get down on your knees and pray.
I trusted you. Never trust a pedophile.
So the decoder of the week was put together as a collaboration, as we like to say, collab. So Kimberly RJ88 on Truth Social was the first one that pinged us and said, hey, check it out. Jim Caviezel is talking about plus, plus, plus. And he's talking about how President Trump is the new Moses. But hey, I'm still Jesus. And, you know, how it came about was that was like the connection. We looked at Q124 and we saw the plus, 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 and Kimberly made that connection. And then Shannon picked it up from there. And what Shannon had noticed was, you know, because Shannon was like, did he just put this on Truth? Did he put it on Twitter? Where was this? And I said, well, I know he put it on Truth Social. I was told that he put it on Twitter too. And she went in the archives and found out that he did put it on Twitter, but he deleted it. Okay, so that was interesting. And her first connection was, if you look at Q126, the first line, previous was deleted, curious. So now we got like two ties into it. He's doing the plus, 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 plus. He also deleted it for no real reason. He puts it back up on Twitter at 4:14, and all he did was add a space in there, and that was it. So it was definitely on purpose. So great job from Shannon figuring that out. And right down the middle, you know, he also put it on Truth Social. But what Shannon also uncovered was she went back and looked at the timestamps of when Jim Caviezel deleted that tweet, and it was at 3:24 is when it was posted. And today, that human trafficking video that Absolute has played and that we've done a lot of discussion all show long about what POTUS had to say in that video, guess what the running time was? Can't make it up. The running time on that video from POTUS was 3 minutes and 24 seconds. So now we have the plus, plus, plus. We have Caviezel deleting it, putting it back up. That hits Q126. Previous was deleted. Curious. Then you have the timestamp of the 3:24 on the original tweet tied to the running time on the POTUS video. Kaboom. Complete kaboom on this one. Awesome.
I will use Title 42 to end the child trafficking crisis by returning all trafficked children to their families in their home countries and without delay. And I will urge Congress to ensure that anyone caught trafficking children across our border receives the death penalty immediately.
Have you ever witnessed a similar like group rise up, mimic Nazi Germany with similar like logo, push, etc.? And that's a reference to Antifa. Have you ever witnessed a DEFCON scare? Have you ever witnessed unauthorized missiles fired, photo of evidence yet dismissed? And a lot of you don't know it, but this is literally an example of assassination attempts against our favorite president. It sounds scary, but don't worry. Trump is fully insulated, protected by the greatest military in the history of mankind. Some of you don't agree with me, but I believe that our favorite president, Donald J. Trump, is indeed Q+, and he's the leader of the Q team in our fight against the satanic New World Order deep state criminal cabal. And Trump wouldn't have a chance unless it was ordained by God for him to succeed. I believe Trump is like a modern-day Cyrus, being used by God to benefit God's children. Here's an example. Thousands of years ago, God appointed a king, King Cyrus, and King Cyrus actually rebuilt the temple in the city of Jerusalem when they came out of their captivity in Egypt. And what happened is it was prophesied that King Cyrus would rebuild that temple. King Cyrus heard about it. He wasn't a Jew, but he went ahead and he rebuilt that temple. Now, a lot of people want to say a lot of negative things about the Jews. I think that's a terrible idea. Here's why. Israel is the apple of God's eye. The Jewish people are God's children. Us who are Gentiles, non-Jews, we've been grafted in. But I'm very careful because God says that those who bless his nation Israel will be blessed, and those who curse his nation Israel will be cursed. So be very careful when you're talking about God's children. Let's continue. Have you ever witnessed political foundations receive hundreds of millions of dollars from specific terrorist sponsor organizations, etc., only to immediately cease once out of power? And that's a reference to terrorist organizations contributing to the Clinton Foundation. All during the same period of time? Nothing is happening? Not fast enough? Do you not understand? Do you not comprehend what we are currently dealing with? People are dying. The Q team is under threat of kill every second of the day. Those you trust the most are the most evil. This is not a game. Humanity is at stake. Q concludes with, no spelling errors intended. He's mobile, unknown if there are spelling errors above. Now for a Christian Patriot News public service announcement. For years, I was 70% listener supported. Not anymore. Currently, I'm 95% supported by a single advertiser, Patriot Gold Group. Unfortunately, giving is way down, but viewership and subscribers are both steadily going up. So here's what I'm going to do moving forward. You can support me one of two ways. First, contact me to step up and sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife for our work as digital soldiers sharing truth far and wide. My email address is christianpatriotnews@protonmail.com. It's on your screen now. And I'm happy to thank show sponsors on air. Please let me know if I can thank you publicly in my next video. For those of you who contact me and decide that you're going to step up and sponsor an entire show. You can also support me by contacting Patriot Gold Group and investing wisely in gold and silver. And I put my money where my mouth is. I've been investing wisely in gold and silver for several decades now, and I've made tremendous gains on those investments. Just keep in mind that there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Folks, I'm not a financial investment professional. When you contact Patriot Gold Group, their number's on your screen now, 844-402-0988, or you can use the first link in the description box below this video. Make sure that you let them know that Christian sent you. If you invest with Patriot Gold Group, please take the time to email me to let me know. I want to personally thank you for your support. You can also support me through donation links in the description box below this video. If you're watching on Before It's News, just scroll down on the same page you're watching this video. You'll see my link to Give, Send, Go. I also have links to Cash App and DonorBox in my description boxes on both Rumble and BitChute. God loves a cheerful giver, and as a person sows, so too they will reap. Those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly, but those who sow abundantly will also reap abundantly. You've heard it said, do not put the Lord your God to the test, but there's a single exception in God's word. God himself says, test me in this, in the matter of giving, and see if I will not, and that's God Almighty speaking, and see if I will not open the very floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing, you will not have room enough to store it. Obviously, my Heavenly Father and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ are two of my favorites from the Bible. But I also really love Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. And I really do have a heart for Peter. So some of the cool things about Peter is Peter actually had the courage to get out of the boat and to walk to Jesus. He said, Rabbi, if that's really you, command me to walk to you. And Jesus said, come. And Peter walked on the water. So pretty amazing that Peter actually walked on water. Eventually he sank, but I give him all the credit in the world for being so bold and have such great faith to walk on the water. And then, of course, he doubted and he sank, like it happens to so many of us so often. But I often use Peter to describe what I call a tale of two Peters. You see, before Christ was put to death, he shared with his disciples his fate. And Peter said, I'll never let that happen to you. And Jesus said to him, listen, before the rooster even crows, you will have denied me three times, Peter. So think about that. Three times he said that Peter would deny him. And on that fateful night when Christ was taken by the religious leaders and when he was put on trial, Peter did just what Christ said he would do. He denied even knowing Christ three times. And after the third time that he denied him, he heard the rooster crow, just like Christ said. And Peter wept bitterly. And so that Peter is contrasted with Peter, who after receiving the Holy Spirit, shared the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he gave that witness to the Lord Jesus Christ, God's word said 3,000 people were added to their number that very day. So I like that number three. Before he was filled with God's Spirit, he had denied Christ three times. The rooster crowed and he wept bitterly. But then after the promised gift, the Holy Spirit entered into Peter at Pentecost, the promised gift. It descended from heaven and came in like a mighty rushing wind. And then it appeared to them as tongues of fire and descended upon each of them. That's when Peter was originally filled with God's Spirit at Pentecost. And they began to pray in tongues. And everyone thought they were drunk. And he said, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. We are not drunk. Let me tell you what's going on. This is what was prophesied by the prophet Joel. And then he went on to share everything that would come to pass. Eventually, Christ being born, then being put to death by his literal Jewish brothers, and then being raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of the Father in glory, and that he would come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom would have no end. And these men were cut to their heart, and they asked Peter, they said, what should we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, each and every single one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God's word says 3,000 were added to their number that day. So it's amazing the work that God's Spirit can do in believers. You can go from being a person who would deny Christ three times. You can go from weeping bitterly to being used by God to lead 3,000 to the kingdom of heaven in just a single morning. So what I shared with you happened in Acts chapter 2. But let me go a little bit further along to Acts chapter 8. That way I can share with you the full counsel of God's word. I'll begin in verse 14. So this is Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 14. What happened was a bunch of believers were scattered from Jerusalem and they went into Samaria, specifically Philip. And he had shared the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and people came to believe and they were baptized. Now, let me show you what Peter and John did with these believers who already believed and were already baptized in water. So pay close attention. When you read God's word, I want to caution you. Don't read what you believe. Rather, believe what you read. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, give me also this ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands on may receive the Holy Spirit. Peter answered, may your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. And I like to give you some things in context. That's why I read more than I needed to, but I just want you to pay attention to verse 14. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. Verse 15 says, when they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit. So did you hear that? These folks believed, and then they were prayed for that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Why? Verse 16 says, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's John's baptism. John's baptism is in water for the remission of sins, but this is a baptism through the laying on of hands to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, many people cannot accept this. I just show you what God's word says. I can't force you to believe. I can only show you truth and facts. You have to make up your own mind. But this is what God's word says. The Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. And did you hear that? They were already believers. So many people think that the moment you believe, you receive the Holy Spirit. I'm here to tell you, there are two functions of the Holy Spirit. The first function of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit draws us into a faith relationship with our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. It's only by God's Spirit drawing us that we can come to put our faith in Christ. The separate function of the Holy Spirit is the baptism and the power of the Holy Spirit, the promised gift, where I've shared with you in the past, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. So when you want the Holy Spirit, you ask, you seek, and you knock. And when you do that, the Lord gives you that which you ask for. Now, there are several biblical examples of apostles laying hands on people that they would receive the Holy Spirit. There are other examples, like I just shared with you in Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit descends upon them like tongues of fire. That's in the upper room at Pentecost. Read Acts chapter 2, you'll see it for yourself. But then in another incident, when they're preaching at Cornelius' house, the Holy Spirit descends upon them a lot like what is described in Acts chapter 2. So the Bible does talk about a number of different ways by which people receive the baptism or the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe in folks believing that Jesus Christ is Lord and being born again, and then I believe in them being baptized in water and being baptized in the Holy Spirit exactly as I just shared. And so for everyone hearing my voice right now, I just want to pray for you. If you've never confessed that Jesus is Lord, my prayer is that God's Spirit would draw you into a relationship with Christ where you would understand that God loves you, and he proved it when he gave his son to die in your place. What do you need to believe? You need to believe that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and that when he died for you on the cross at Calvary, he paid your sin debt. And it's only through faith in Christ that you can have eternal life. So if you didn't know the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for anyone out there who's never confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord, I pray that God's Spirit would draw you into a born-again relationship with our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And for those of us who know Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, I pray that we would walk with our Savior in a manner of intimacy unlike anything that we ever imagined possible. I pray that we would go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. I pray that we would lay our hands on new believers and that they would receive the Holy Spirit and be baptized in the power of our Heavenly Father. And I pray that we would be built up into a maturity where we would not just share the gospel and get people born again and be used by God to get them filled with the Spirit, but I pray that we would be used in a manner where we could teach others to get others born again and baptized in the Spirit, that we would be so mature in our faith that we'd be able to teach others who would be qualified to teach others. And that's the multiplication of God's kingdom. You see, the kingdom of heaven forcefully advances, and the violent take it by force. May God bless each and every single one of you hearing my voice right now according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.